For hardline conservatives, the last few months have been a time to embrace long odds. At first, their hope was that Ted Cruz could claw just enough electoral votes away from Donald Trump to force a contested Republican National Convention. Well, now that Trump is the de facto nominee, the latest against all odds plan is for some conservatives somewhere to launch a third-party presidential bid. NPR's Scott Detrow took a look at the logistics of mounting a challenge this late.
Here's what Donald Trump's opponents have sounded like lately.
There is going to have to be the groundwork for a new political party in the country.
I don't think you're going to have simply two choices of two dishonest New York liberals.
That's conservative commentator Eric Erickson and Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse, both speaking to NPR within the last few months. Michael Arnow has been listening to all of this, and, well, he's getting pretty annoyed.
I say it's a ludicrous thought.
He knows from experience. Arnaud is one of the country's top experts on gathering signatures to get candidates and initiatives on statewide ballots. Earlier this year, Arnaud worked for former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg as the billionaire weighed a third-party presidential bid.
We started going through all of the rules and setting up and budgeting and doing all the things you've got to do, and we felt we were even late in doing so. We did that in January.
Nearly every state is different, but most require registration fees, voter signatures, or both. Bloomberg decided early March was his drop-dead date for determining whether or not to run, because after that, the first wave of state deadlines was just too close. In fact, the deadline for Texas, the second largest hall in the Electoral College, it was yesterday. Speaking via Skype, Arnaud says impending deadlines and high signature thresholds probably make it very, very hard to get on the ballot in Florida and North Carolina, too.
If you can't win Florida and you can't win Texas, your chances of winning the presidency is essentially nothing.
If you're running as that hypothetical conservative white knight candidate, that is. Not everyone's as pessimistic as Arnaud. Richard Winger runs a newsletter and website called Ballot Access News. He's 72 and has been following minor parties' fights to get on the ballot for half a century. Winger says another option is piggybacking onto another party's spot on the ballot.
One third of the states, 17 states, have ballot qualified third parties on the ballot right now, so they don't need to petition, that are just organized in that one state.
And you can always sue. Winger points out that in 1980, independent candidate John Anderson ended up on the ballot in five states where he had missed the deadline.
And it just seems to me obvious that if Texas were sued, they'd lose.
No matter what, the effort will cost millions, $10 million or more, according to Michael Arnaud. And then there's the track record of third-party candidates. Ross Perot won nearly 19% of the vote in 1992, but earned zero in the Electoral College. Here's what Perot told CNN's Larry King at the beginning of his campaign.
If you're that serious, you, the people, are that serious, you register me in 50 states. And if you're not willing to organize and do that, This is all just talk.
If advocates like Eric Erickson and Ben Sasse want it to be anything else, they need to move quickly. Scott Detrow, NPR News.